USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is granting a full pardon to Alice Johnson.
And we gave a commutation. That means we were able to get Alice out. And she has been just so outstanding, and I'm so proud of you. And we are giving Alice a full pardon. I just told her.
President Trump making that announcement during an Oval Office ceremony. Johnson was sentenced to life in prison for a nonviolent drug offense. President Trump holding a socially distanced rally in New Hampshire, and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden also saying he's going to start traveling to swing states. The IRS announcing on Friday it will mail 50,000 wrongly withheld stimulus checks in September. In a statement, the agency saying these are catch-up economic impact payments and are not part of a new stimulus package or new federal program. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of good energy throughout the whole day. With the Balance of Nature, I don't get cold. I don't get sick. And most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get that immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
An angry mob of demonstrators in Washington, D.C. surrounded Kentucky Senator Rand Paul and other lawmakers as they were leaving the White House on Thursday night. Paul telling Fox News the FBI needs to investigate how all these people got to Washington, D.C.
My feeling is that there is interstate criminal traffic being paid for across state lines, but you won't know unless you arrest them. Otherwise, you just think, oh, these are the, you know, some normal hoodlums from a big city.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is highlighting the state's continued fight against a devastating wildfire season.
Good news. We are seeing in terms of things going up and the percentage of containment improving in each of these larger fires.
Nearly 15,000 firefighters are currently battling over 700 active fires. About 1.4 million acres have burned in the latest round. And the Dow is back in the green for 2020 thanks to a strong week on Wall Street. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's legal for President Trump to deliver his Republican Party nomination acceptance speech at the White House. Democrats have been raising concerns about the Hatch Act, which generally forbids the use of government property and employees for political activities. The president and vice president are exempt from the act, though. President Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, on the Hatch Act.
Well, I can tell you that all the criticism that comes out against this president is from the normal suspects, John. Let's face it. There was not a single federal dollar that was spent on the convention last night. It was paid for by the political campaign, by the Republican National Committee. And when you look at that, if we're looking at a backdrop and to suggest that the backdrop is not appropriate because somehow it indicates a conflict of interest, it's just not accurate.
Meadows speaking there on Fox News. President Trump was supposed to be giving that speech in Jacksonville, Florida, but due to a surge in coronavirus cases, that was canceled. Limited portions of the GOP convention were held in Charlotte, North Carolina, the original site of the event. The CDC is expanding a peach recall to include loose peaches and peach products after dozens of people were sickened in 12 states by salmonella poisoning. The peaches were shipped to retailers in more than 30 states by California-based Prima Wawana. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.